Okay, where are we going, Naftali? Ma'am. It's pretty
Naftali drinking eggnog.
bad. I don't think he knows what that is. Okay, hey. Sorry. Simon Mem, Hilton, please deny the Suda. Sif, hey. Lava Shanato Shteyadov. After you wash your hands, you Yashav Shafim the Yachats. You rub them together to get off all the dirt. The reason why you would rub them together to get off all the dirt from the dirt from the hand, VM, Neged Rashi, and then you lift up the hands opposite your head. Right? Some people say, the pasuk su yudechem kaidush baruch les Hashem. The kaidushim nagvan before you dry them, you baruch Hashem kedusha shalom tzatzel tzivan on atzilas yedayim. You make the bracha of on atzilas yedayim. Bracha gav to chol mitzvahs and baruch aleihem kaidem asiyasim. Right? Normally we make the bracha before we do the mitzvah. So by atzilas yedayim that we're washing our hands and then we are. Right? We come up with atzilas yedayim, but by atzilas yedayim, kibbutz shel ta'amim ein yadav mikiyas kaidem atzilah. I mean, the reason why we're washing our hands is to clean our hands. So why would you go make a bracha when your hands are dirty? Right? And your bracha maybe is not a bracha. So wash your hands first, and then you make the bracha. The takana is by all the tefillah sidayim to make a bracha after the tefillah. The gam nigov hayadayim hu min ha-mitzvah. Drying hands is also part of the mitzvah. So really, you are making the bracha over lasayasa because you're making it before you dry the hands. We should know English, but I'll call yad based on him. And those would have the meaning, right? Yesterday we said you don't really have to wash your hands twice. Really only have to wash your hands once. But somebody who has the meaning to pour on his hands twice. Yishpach I'll call yad pam achas. Yishav shefem. I don't never saw anybody do this. You pour first on your right hand. Then on your left hand, then you rub your hands together. And then you pour a second time on each hand. Anybody do this? Mishmaru says you pour just twice on one hand, one after the other. These are the Nagav Yad of Yasa, and you have to be careful to dry your hands very well. Do not dry your hands on your clothing. We should the crush of the shikha because that can cause you to forget your Torah. Right? So you have to use a towel or a napkin.
I don't have that problem. I
What,
don't
crush of the
remember anything
shikha?
anyway.
Maybe that's why. Well, which came first, the chicken or the egg?
I'm not remembering anything.
Not here. That could be. Could be. The shaila is, what do you call it? In the public bathrooms, what they have? Blowers. Is that l'chatchila, or is it still better to use a towel?
What's the difference? As long
You
as
said
they
you're
get
supposed to
dry,
dry
it's
your hand. No, I
clothing.
would say.
As long as it gets dry and it's not on
But
your
that's the
clothes, what's the
shaila. So it's
difference?
meant to be dried. It's going to take longer l'chaira to dry it with those heaters, right? What? I don't know. I don't know. Is it a hefsek? L'chaira is not any more hefsek than using a towel. I won't tell. Takonas nefashis to use that thing. I don't know. Okay, gloves. In achas, after he pours his hand on one, he pours the water on one hand. Noga sham b'yodei hashniya, that he then he touched his second hands, right? Or somebody else touched your wet hands, as I nitmu then your hand, the water that's on your hand becomes tameh, then you have to dry them, and wash them a second time. Right. Yes. But if this happened after you already made the bracha of and you still have to wash again, but lo yivarech sheinis, but don't make a bracha a second time. I think from this, people get confused when they think that after you dry your hands, if somebody touches your hands, then you have to wash again. That is incorrect. It's only when your hands are wet if somebody touches your hands. If your hands are not wet, then it's then it's not a problem. Well, that's a different, that's a different thing. That's a different thing. It's because, yeah, your hands are going to become, I mean, off that, yeah, it's going to come to it. What we're saying here, I don't think we discussed it. No, you're supposed to dry it even before you wash your first hand. We'll say all the water is going to get attached. The plumbing water is going to get attached. What? Correct. I think it's the Chazanish, the one that, maybe I'm mixing it up. The Chazanish and the Mishnah. I think the Chazanish is the one that says that the handle should be dry, and the Mishnah says not, or maybe the opposite. Because the shaila is, you're going to be washing the hand anyways. So we're not worried about it becoming taller. We're talking about here with the handle of the cup. Should you dry the handle of the cup before you wash your hands? Like, so many are masik to make sure that it's dry. It has to do with this sugya here, that your hands are going to be wet. It's going to become tamim, and that wet is going to touch
Definitely, that's
the rest
very
of the water.
common. I think that's very common.
What? That the handle's wet.
Your hands are supposed to be dry before they get wet.
Right. So, yeah, exactly.
Saying, I think that's very common.
No, but if the water comes from the previous person, then it sounds like tar. No, I don't think that's the issue. I don't think that's the issue. I'm not remembering now what it is. But okay. Yes, I mean, if you're washing a second time because somebody touched your hands, okay, you got to wash two times. But we know the second time is a chumrah. Yeah. Maybe not even a chumrah, maybe it's a minig. Zions. Misha ain't like kli yachal little yada b'nahar. If you don't have a kli, so you can dip your hands into a river. I have a mikvah kshera l'tfilas nashim. Has to be a mikvah that's kosher for women, not a mikvah that's kosher for men. I like the ones in mikvah based in anoris. I be mayan or in a stream. A filo ain by mem sa. Even if there's no 40 sa, that's still okay. Rak shemischasim by yada b'pamachas, but it has to be deep enough that it'll cover your hands at one time. And you make the bracha of Amatilas Yadayim. You can cover your hands in snow. As long as you have, along that whole land there, you have a shear mikvah. And what's that shear? I forgot that shear. I just actually texted it to somebody tonight who needed to tie a kelim in the snow. It's that's 20 by 22 deep at 4 inches deep, something like that. That's the star case calculation. What, to snow? I think so. Maybe because somebody may use the snow for the title, but no, the snow, no, because the snow wasn't in existence before Shabbos. The snow wasn't in existence before Shabbos. Yeah, that's why the motion says it's. But they say Ramosha. It's a machlokes whether what Ramosha helps with that. Because it's like rock. So you say maybe you could use it. I hear. That's a good point. Yeah. Oh, this comes up a lot. If you need to wash your hands from a plum, so a plum means a pump. A pump. Right? So not meaning because there's no cleat. The showers is a the, their pumps work the same way as our sinks. Right? So you need other,
I seen in
yeah.
the basic forest a pump.
Really?
Yep, in Mexico.
And they pump it up, you have to pump up the water?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, so the thing is like this, it's very interesting because if the water is connected from the stream all the way through the pumps. And then, so basically, when you put your hands inside the water of the pump, then you are then you're basically dipping it into the extension of the stream, right? Meaning, I once heard an Eitz, I heard this from Rabbi Yisrael Reisman. He said, and I think it doesn't work anymore with our modern plumbing, but in the old days, if you wouldn't, let's say you had to wash, you're in a gas station somewhere, you didn't have a cup. So what he said to do was you turn on the water and you stuff up the sink and then you leave the water running and then you dip your hands fully into the sink. And that's an extension of whatever the water source is. Like what we just learned before, that you can dip your hands in a river, right? He's saying the whole thing is connected. What? It might be disgusting, but we're not. that's what it's. That's what it's said to do. But what I was, from what plumbers explained to me, it doesn't work anymore because there are kalim along the way. There are like these utensils along the way, so therefore the water goes in there and becomes a problem.
Yeah, you do that and you lose your appetite, so then you don't want to eat anymore.
That's true. Then you put on gloves to eat. But if you're putting on gloves to eat, like we said yesterday, so maybe you don't need to wash. Yeah, that's not less appealing. Anyways, okay. So what are you doing with this plot, with this plum? So you need yada after some of the you take one hand and you put it near the ground. With yada with the second hand, yimshach then you pull the plum to get the water going out to your hands. Yada, and then after that, you swap hands. Or your friend does it. You die. So why does the water have to be? Why does your hand have to be near the ground? You die. But if your hand is above the ground, they also lay the tila, and the tila does not work. Well, this is near the ground. Imagine within 3 tefachim. That's what I would think. But because it's really a tila. It's not the way this works. Is it's toveling your hand. You're not really washing your hand. Right? I think loved, I think it would be loved. So the reason why it doesn't work high in the air because you're not supposed to touch. You're supposed to touch close to the ground, not in the air. Right? I think that's why also. I think that's why also when you're touching in the ocean, most places can say you should not touch in the wave. Right? Shouldn't you know the wave comes up when you touch? No, you should be touching in the ichor of the water. Huh?
Nice.
So let's say water that's discolored, whether it's because of the place, or if something fell into the water, they become possible for Nitzilas. But if they became changed by themselves, right? Meaning like algae, right? Algae is the word, the green stuff. And so then the water is kosher, meaning it's only if a third party makes it color. Water that they do malacha, they wash kalim in them, or they soak vegetables in it, or they put kalim in there with liquid to cool them off, or if they use it to measure things, those are all possible because malacha was done with them. And some say it's possible to use water that's disgusting. You go and shoshosim if a dog drank from it, or a chazir, or a pig, or a daima, so the nasik is because it's made like it becomes like it was water that was spilled out. And you should be concerned for it. Meaning, there is makom to say that it's mutter, but you should be concerned that for disgusting water you shouldn't use. Test. Mishalei not the other v'nagav b'mayim. Somebody did not wash his hands and he touched the water. Like nitmu, the water doesn't become tame. Right? Meaning, water only becomes tame when it's on the hands. Okay? Water that's in a utensil does not become tame. Right? So meaning, if you have a jug of water, like sometimes they have, like by a simcha, they'll have a jug of water. Everybody puts their cup in there, and they take it out, and that's what they pour with. It's not the water is not going to become tame if somebody puts their hand in it. Somebody who leaves the bathroom, who can take water out of the barrel with his hands, to wash his hands from the bathroom. Right, and the rest is kosher for tefillah. Right, that's also very not hygienic. A guy after the bathroom sticks his hand into the barrel of water. What? Yeah, I think so. Any water. Right. I mean, if you talk about them, if you touch it, if you touch the water after it's in the morning, you're saying. I don't know. You're saying that's who, maybe it's maybe not. Okay, that could be. Oh, yeah, I would think you're right. I would think you're right. But if you put your hands in the water in order to clean them, I think the top of a rocket by a katana, even if you just put your small finger in there, the nakhoisan, the reason why you're doing it was to clean it, this will call a mime, then everything becomes possible, and they should not serve malacha, because that's malacha, meaning when you put your hands in there after the bathroom, you really weren't cleaning your hands, you're just putting it in there because you're supposed to wash your hands after the bath. But if you actually rubbed your hands and put your hands into this water source because you wanted to clean them, then that's malacha, and that's a problem. Yud, my meluchim, salty water, srutim, decayed, marum, bitter, ayakurim means dirty, right? The main ruin, the shtias kelim, her dog won't drink from it, psulim, the daim, it is possible for the tiras daim. Yud Aleph, kaidem, patzitza. That is one of those interesting dinim. The whole point of washing the hands, I mean, not the whole point, but part of the point was to clean them. So we're saying, oh, you got to make sure your hands are clean before you wash your hands. Because otherwise, if there's something foreign on it, then it's a chatzitza, which can come up a lot after you make kiddush. If you make kiddush, and there's inevitably the wine or the grape juice spills on your hands, right? And then they'll say you waited a few minutes and now it's dry. That's a chatzitza, right? That's a chatzitza. So you got to dry your, you got to wash your hands first and get rid of that wine. And we should tifani and spice of gedolos. And if somebody whose fingernails are very long, you have to be careful to clean them, that it shouldn't be dirt and mud under them. Chamdavi chatzitza, because it is a chatzitza. You have to remove your rings, so that it won't be a chatzitza. Right? Now, the thing is, listen, women, hey, right, so women are busy taking their rings and they put it in their mouth, right? And even if the ring is loose, but if a woman never ever removes her rings, ever, then she doesn't have to take off her rings for the tefillah around. There's a shaila like this. Let's say she never takes off the rings, she only takes it off to go to mikveh, because mikveh, the matzah, is that called taking it off? When in the mikveh? Are you doing that? If you never remove it, then you don't need to do it. You don't even have to move it up and down. And maybe if it's very tight, the ring, then maybe it wouldn't work. But most rings are not that tight. You can't take off the rings. Yeah, but that means it's there forever or whatever. But mikveh, we try and get it off. Yeah, they could. But then, yeah. Okay, Yud Beis, Misha Yod HaTzvuos. Let's say somebody's hands are dyed, colored. I think we had this in the daf a couple, last week. If there's no mamashis to the dye, all it is color. This comes up a lot with women's mikveh. They have some ink on their hand, they can't get it off. They try, if you try and get it off, but if it doesn't come off, it's no problem. Unless it's thick. Same thing with hair dye and dyeing and yeah, all those types of things. If it's thick, it's more of a problem. Our Indian shalem mamashis, but if there's real, there's mamashis, real thickness, I think we'll rock my app even a little bit. Then it's a chatzitza. But if he's a worker in this, the Haidu shoots, he's a painter, right? So paint me shoot tabos, and he's a shaykh, so the other one lost his madam, and his hands are dirty from blood, and he doesn't care. I should cipher. Or he's a scribe, right? He's a cipher. That's why he's in the and his hands are black from dye. And that's what he's used to. And anybody who works in these fields, If not mapped, like because it's not a petitza. Ellen Kane who right by yad, unless it's on the majority of the hand. If it's on the majority of the hand, then it's a problem. If hey Mishayeshla Maka al Yodai, somebody has a cut on his hand, Rutiya, this is the big band-aid does. Right? Somebody has a maka on his hand and he has a band-aid that's painful for him to remove, it's not a petitza. Right? Since it's painful to take it off, so he wants it there. Right? That has to be the way he is. Some say it goes with when he's mocking by a chasana, and some say it's when he's mocking going in the street. Street, going in the street. Yeah. Yes. Not the like, that's not correct. Right? So the question is with the band-aid, so if it's a pain to remove the band-aid, then you don't have to remove the band-aid. But if it's easy to remove the band-aid, just put a new one on after you wash, then you have to put a new one on after you wash. Right? And an interesting thing also, let's say the band-aid falls off during the meal. Right? Because you a lot of times you get the band-aid wet. And then in the middle of the meal, you decide to take it off. Then you got to go wash your hands again. Because it shows that you were mocked. Yeah, without a broken, without a brush. All right. If I ain't like being a petitza, I think both. What? No, you don't have to. You don't have to take them off. If you don't, if it's. If... I don't know. Why wouldn't I? Sometimes you can't wash. Sometimes if people have broken fingers, broken hands, and they can't get it wet, so then you would wear gloves. Okay, by an idea, if a tzitzit of tefillas nashim who had dinner tefillas yadayim, same halacha is by toiling by women, if a tefillah is by the tefillas yadayim. Yud gimel. Amayim tzrichin shiyuvayu al yadayim mikoyach gavra. So now we're back to the sinks. The water needs to come onto the hands with the strength of a human's. But if the water comes by itself, then that's not considered an atila, which is basically a sink, right? When you turn on a sink, so there's no human intervention there. The sink basically is blocking the water. When you have the sink off, it's blocking the water.
Turning the knob is close enough.
No, it's not. Turning the knob of a sink is not considered human intervention because basically the way it works, plumbing works with gravity. Right. So when the sink is off, you're just blocking the water from shooting out. You open that up, the water just shoots out because that's gravity. Right? So Mamela, when you're just washing your hands with your sink, that's not called the Koyach Gavra. Right? Okay, the Shiyesh by barrel. So let's say a barrel that has a spout to it, you know, like those Gatorade, the big things. Right. The Heiser. Well, so let's see. And you remove the barza. So then the initial water that comes out, that first rush of water that comes out, that is called Koyach Gavra.
That's also graphic, so why it's
What? You're saying that why should that be different? Let's finish it off. Let's see that. But the ones that come after that is not considered Koyach Gavra. It came by itself. I think that's a pshat. Let's just finish. Somebody wants to wash his hands through this spout. You have to know that with that initial spurt, the whole hand becomes covered. And then cover the barza. And then go and open up a second time. Meaning that if you're going to wash with the sink, that is what you should do. I turn it off, to open it, close it, open it, close it. What? Wash didn't work because it's all, because it is, it's all an extension of the previous pour. We don't do this with Tatbila. Correct. You're not, the water's going where it's supposed to go and you have it blocked. So that initial spurt, depending on how much it is.
It's opening that,
If it's the initial thing, then it would be called Kayas Gavra. But the problem is it's only mamish that initial water that comes out, not anything past that. And even that, maybe it's if you keep doing the back and forth from sinks, that it's all piled up from before. Yes. Correct. Yes. What an electric eye sink to put it under there? I don't know, Papa. I hear. That's a good question. He's asking back here. What about the electric eye, right? The ones that they pretty much have in all the public bathrooms. So is that called a Kayak Gavra? When you put your hand over there. But a water fountain, I hear. I don't ever thought of that. Maybe. Right. Let me say, no, with a water fountain, you're pressing it and then it comes out. By a sink, you're turning it and then the water comes out. By a water fountain, that's probably a pump. Right? The fire. I don't know. Let me say, any day, Lashar, if you don't know how much water, I mean, how to figure out when that initial spurt is. Ain't lito yodim b'dero said that you should not wash your hands. And because you can't chain lito yodim in akir, see, you shouldn't wash your hands from a sink. Well, akir, it's not really a sink. It's really, I don't, it's the same thing. Sheyesh le bar zakata, meaning akir sheyesh le bar zakata, but only has a small opening, bakilua chuzak, like you just said, and the stream is very thin, so then you have a problem. Yeah. And now, okay, so that's basically it for the sinks. Okay, fine. That's a long one. Okay, so we will stop there, everybody. I hope that was clear. When there's a lot of trouble with this stuff, so fine. Everybody should have a fine night.
Thank you. Thank
you. Mr. Stein?
Yes.
You mind staying on? Are you thinking about the call now?
I'll stay on, yeah. I mean, we only have like 5 minutes, but we'll start. We'll do that.
Thanks, guys.